You're listening to SBS News.
The fortnight of budget estimates ends much the way it started, with frustrations and laughter. Labor's Shadow Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong voiced her frustrations with her counterpart, Foreign Minister Maurice Payne.
You use words and you don't answer them, and frankly, you don't do your job. I mean, really, a foreign minister articulating that sort of nationalist rhetoric.
This won't look good on social media.
Just move that the last minute be stricken from the record.
In this exchange with the Foreign Minister, Senator Wong zeroes in on the Coalition's refusal to commit to a net zero target.
Is it the government's position that it will set or will not set a 2050 target?
We will set out our long-term emissions reduction strategy before COP26 data.
Will you articulate a long-term emissions reduction target?
I said we will communicate our strategy before COP26,
is there a
Senator.
For
and what is incorporated in that strategy is a matter for the government.
The exchange comes a day after British Prime Minister Boris Johnson stressed the need for bolder action to address climate change in a phone call with Prime Minister Scott Morrison. It's not just world leaders adding pressure. Now one of the country's largest banks, ANZ, has released its new climate change policy. It's moving away from financing thermal coal and supporting a net zero target. The news has angered National Senator Matt Canavan.
It is not the bank's job to try and save the planet. It should not be the bank's job to become some kind of quasi-government and impose regulatory requirements on their own customers.
National's MP Barnaby Joyce echoing the sentiments.
Now, that sounds like a very bad idea for the Australian economy. The ANZ have to realise, are they actually in government or are they an institution that's supposed to treat people fair and comparably?
Australia has committed to a 2030 emissions reduction target of 26%, but the Coalition intends to use Kyoto carryover credits to meet that pledge. Labor is opposed to using the credits, as are other nations, arguing it goes against the Paris Agreement. The opposition is yet to determine its medium-term target, but says it'll make that decision after the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Glasgow late next year. Energy Minister Angus Taylor told MPs in Question Time that's not good enough.
There was no plan for gas. There was no plan
Members
for
on my
reliable,
left.
Affordable energy, Mr. Speaker. There was no plan for a 2030 target, Mr. Speaker. And there was no plan to stay in the Paris Agreement, Mr. Speaker.
As parliamentarians now return to their electorates, there are just 3 sitting weeks until the end of the year. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.